Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Live on lots of money. It makes a lot the same.
Clearly one of my favorites from Sir Elton, because it was the first one I ever heard of his, way back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day 2019. This is my 22nd consecutive Memorial Day celebration on the air, live show. And that's all we talk about today. It's all about Memorial Day. No, not really any business to speak of. I want to recite a poem that I've done many times. I probably do this poem a couple times a year because I think it's a good one and one that we all should hear over again. I finally found out where it came from. It's written by Commander Kelly Strong of the Coast Guard. He's actually a Coast Guard, and he wrote this in a tribute to his father, who was a career Marine and a Vietnam veteran. And he wrote this poem titled, Freedom Isn't Free. And you've probably seen it before. You may have heard me say it before. But it's a very powerful poem, and I'm going to recite it to you now. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots shot down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No. Freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night. When everything was still, I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered how many times that taps had meant amen, when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children of the mothers and the wives of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. That's the poem, Freedom Isn't Free, by Commander Kelly Strong. And I think it's important if you took a minute to let me to recite that poem and you let it sink in a little bit, and you just take a moment and you just think about the fact that here we are in America, and wherever you are right now, if you're safe and you know, there's, even if you're not in the United States, there could be a pretty fair chance that you're at some level a beneficiary of something that the United States or America tried to do to make things better for you. Here in America, we're safe and sound. We're happy. We're healthy, so to speak. And warts and all of our problems, all of our issues, we still have so much to be thankful for. And as we celebrate this Memorial Day, as we commemorate this Memorial Day, as we say to each other, Happy Memorial Day, as that sounds a little strange sometimes, saying Happy Memorial Day? We're saying happy about people who died? Well, you know what? That's what they died for. They died so you and I could be happy. They paid the ultimate sacrifice so you and I could be happy and safe. Lincoln said it, and we've said it two or three times today. It's one of the most beautiful passages that I've ever read, and certainly one of his best. He said, this is to commemorate those who poured out the last full measure of devotion so that you and I could be, and that's end quote on that, and now my part, so that you and I can be happy and safe here in our homes, so that we can have an expectation days, weeks in advance of this day, of being off from work, having a paid holiday, being off from work in a paid holiday, and planning a party, planning a vacation. We have those expectations, don't we? And the reason we do is because of those who poured out the last full measure of devotion, wherever, whenever they did it, wherever it happened, on our soil or not, those men and women who stood a post in harm's way, knowing that they could possibly pay the ultimate sacrifice. And they when they did it, they paid that payment, that pouring out of that last full measure of devotion was their delivering to you and me the promise of liberty, the liberty that you and I give to each other. As I've said before, freedom is from God. Liberty is a promise that we give to each other. And when they paid that price, when they poured that last full measure of devotion for you and me, that was them delivering to us their promise. So when you say happy Memorial Day today, it's okay, as long as it does make you stop a little bit and cause you to think about those people who we honor today on this Memorial Day. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.